it's a very well known.
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. Have you heard of Rosh Hashanah?
There's a very well known line in the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch. It says, Oichlin v'shoysin v'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you eat and you drink and you're b'simcha. Why b'simcha? It's a yontav. It says, Tikka b'chodesh shofar b'kes yom chageinu. So Rosh Hashanah must be a yontav. It's a chag. And the Gemara says, the Malach HaShoreis asked the Rabbi Hashem a question. What was the question the Malachim had? Malachim asked the question, why don't we say Hallel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's a yontav, you say Hallel. So Rabbi Hashem didn't say, you're not allowed to say Hallel, or you're not supposed to say Hallel. What was Rabbi Hashem's answer? His answer was, it's just impossible. Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim, Psuchim Bafonov. You can't do it. It's not that you're not meant to, or it's not appropriate. Of course it's appropriate. It's a yontif, but it's not possible. It's Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim, Psuchim Bafonov. Very similar to the other question the Malach HaShoreis had. What did the Malach HaShoreis want to do? They want to say Shira, the Yamsuf. Bikshu Malach HaShoreis Lai Mashira. It's L'shitosam, Malach HaShoreis. I want to say Shira. So what does the Eibushter say back? Master Yodu Tovim B'yom B'atamay Mashira. It's my handiwork. My creations, the Mitzrim, they're drowning in the sea. You can't say Shira. So tonight, we begin Ases Meshuvah. Ases Meshuvah starts tonight. We know the first of Ases Meshuvah is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And one of the Ikrim in Tshuva, you look in Rabbi Yoin, it's very clear, one of the Ikrim in Tshuva is to say Vidui. You have to say Vidui. And yet we don't say Vidui in Rosh Hashanah. In fact, if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you see an incredible thing about the Vidui Rosh Hashanah. He says, in Avinu Malkeinu, the first Avinu Malkeinu is Chatanu Lefanecha. And the second one is Ein Lonu Melech El Oto. So he says, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, our fathers, they did Avodah Zorah. But Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lonu Melech Oto. For us, we're not like them. We don't do anything wrong. Our fathers in the past, they did Averis. Avinu Malkeinu, that's Ein Lonu Melech Oto. No Averis at all. So that Sfarim say B'Shem D'Arizal, the Shlach Kodesh brings this. The Shlach Kodesh brings in the name D'Arizal. That the reason why you don't say Vidui in Rosh Hashanah is Shiloi Lekatreg Al Atzmeinu. Not to put a kitrug on ourselves. Do you understand this? The Ike of Tshuva is to be Nichnat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to say, from now on I'm only going to do what Hashem wants me to do, nothing else. I won't do anything else. All my mistakes of the past are the past. I'm being melating myself from the past. I always say, just like Aishas Loit looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. We're very much damaged. We're greatly harmed by looking back. Don't look at the past. Don't look at what was the last year. The last year's over. Tichle shona v'kil loisel. The year with all its curses, it's over. Tochel shona b'choisel. On Rosh Hashanah we have simonim. What do you have simonim for? I had a machshav, what's simonim are about? You know, you dip the apple in the honey. Make a bracha loud and clear. You dip the apple in the honey. What do you say when you dip the apple in the honey? You say, B'rin Shem, Shtei Shona Zu, Shona Toiva Masukah. Next year should be a sweet year. It should be a good year, a sweet year. What are we saying it for? All simonim. I said, somebody, a normal person, he sees carrots, he thinks the carrots are just carrots. For us, no, carrots aren't carrots. Carrots are shiyavus chiyaseinu. Pomegranates, just a fruit? No, shiyavus chiyaseinu karim. We have a completely different way of looking at fruit. We look a different way of looking at food. Look at carrots differently. You look at beans differently. Look at everything differently. You look at it with what? With a perspective of the year should be good. Next year should be good. Tov Shin Pei Vov should be good. Tov Shin Pei Hei has been what it's been. I wondered why. So I saw an incredible Maharal in Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh Maharal says as follows. It says, if somebody builds a house and he didn't get a chance yet to live in the house, he plants a vineyard, he didn't yet have a chance to have the grapes and make them into wine and enjoy it and be nene from it, what happens as a result? What happens if he's born a bias? He built a house, he never got a chance to live in the house. So it says he will have Chmol Tzal Agmas Nefesh. He'll have Agmas Nefesh. So he sent him back from the Milchoma. Don't come to war. Those soldiers have to be sent back. They've been conscripted, they've got to be all sent back home. Why? Born a bias, he built a house, he never got a chance to live in the house. He Eras Isha v'loy l'kocha, Agmas Nefesh. So the Maharal in Gur Aryeh says a phenomenal Yisoid. He says, if Cholila, a person has Agmas Nefesh, do you know what comes from that? Isra Mazle. His mazel turns sour. He gets a bad mazel. So the Maharal says, those people, because of the Agmas Nefesh, it'll be Isra Mazle, they won't come back from the war. They won't come back alive. They'll die in war, Chalila. So the Torah says, send them home. We don't want these soldiers to die. Everyone should survive the battle. So what's the Yisoid? That's the Yisoid of Simon in Rosh Hashanah. We don't want Chalila to be Isra Mazle. So the whole focus is on how next year is going to be great. How everyone's going to get a good psak. Zochreinu l'chaim, melechovetz b'chaim. Chosveinu b'sefer chaim. We say, Baruch Hashem, write us in the sefer chaim. So we should look at the Shana Tov and Besukah. So this Arizal, which says you don't say vidur in Rosh Hashanah, shalikatagat mean, what does it mean? So I had a kasha based on the Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem says something, I don't know if every Bris Medrash should put this Derech Hashem up on the wall, because it would change the whole hanog of many Bat Midrashim in the world. He says, when you finish a Shemayna Estra, why do you say Tachnan? Why do you say Tachnan after Shemayna Estra? So some people say, we don't. We've always got a Yotzeit. We've always got somebody's coming along. Baruch Hashem, we have a Moel. He's doing Bris every day, so we never have to say Tachnan. It says Merdek Echidish there. You know what Derech Hashem says about Tachnun? Tachnun is Soysim Pia Mekatrigim. It silences every Mekatrig. Because what does the Mekatrig say in Shemayim? It says this person's asked the Rabbeinu Shloilom for all his shopping list, all the things he wants to get. And at the end of Shemayin Estra in Shemayim, they say, hold on a second. You know, when you come to the checkout, you've got to be able to pay. No, you come to the checkout, you've got to pay. You've got tons of stuff in your basket. Have you got enough money to pay? So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in Shemayim, he's listening to the Mekatrig Chalila. The Mekatrig says he's done Averis. So there's one way to silence the Mekatrig, an easy way. You know what it is? Steal his script. What was he going to say? Ploini did Averis? Etchen Gazot. He's already said, Chotosi, Avisi, Pshati. He's already said Hashamnu. He's already said Rachim Chanuch Tosi Lefanecha. So there's nothing for the Mekatrig to say. It says Soysim Pia Mekatrigim, as Eshtim Derech Hashem. So Mele Tachnan is not like a punishment. I still remember one of my grandchildren was so excited to hear about Chodesh Nissan. The Chodesh Nissan, there's no Tachnan. He said, wow, it's like you gave out ice cream every day. There's no Tachnan. But Emma says, no, Tachnan is a good Tzach. It's Soysim Piyat Mekatrigim. I would say, why is it then Rosh Hashanah we don't say any vidur? And you need it for tshuva, you need vidui. So I've heard, many times I've heard this Arizal Einam Vidui Brashon Shalikatakalat's meaning. I never understood what it means. Kodesh Baruch Hu in Shemaim, he knows. The fact that you're saying, you're admitting your Averis is a very good thing. It shows you've got, you're facing the truth. You're facing the truth that you've done wrong, and you admit it, and you want to make improvements, you want to make changes, you want to better yourself. It's good. Why is it such a bad thing? So I used to always say a Hezbollah, it's posher because Rosh Hashanah kol bo yoylam over in front of Kanei Moroin. Rosh Hashanah, we pass in front of Hashem. So it's mamash lefonov. So if you're in front of the Rebbein Shalom, in front of him, you dare not do that. You just, it's too much chutzpah. It's a chutzpah to dare to say to the Rebbein Shalom, at the coronation, on the day of the coronation, imagine the covered, when King Charles became the king, if they would have asked you or me to put the crown on his head. Imagine how excited you'd be, are you putting the crown on the head of the king? And then she says, every Rosh Hashanah, every single person, we're crowning the Rebbein Shalom. So that day to say Chotosi, I didn't listen to you. Who could dare to say such a thing? But Rav Dessler has a pshat in his Arizal, which is Niflad Moed. He says, why should you not say Vidu in Rosh Hashanah? V'hainu, he says that the Arizal means to say, if a person hasn't completely uprooted himself from the Avera, there's a risk that when he starts to focus, puts in front of him, so to speak, the details of his Avera, at that time, with his intellect, he's being megana the chet. He's saying how disgusting the avera is, how bad it is, how much he regrets it, how much he wants to tear himself away from it. But in his subconscious, there's some enjoyment from the avera. He says that's the beer of because when a person is megana he sees bad, and he believes that bad should be eliminated, even though in his mind he puts it down, in his subconscious he has anor, so he has to be nisrachik. So the Roya said, Kula, it's true, he saw the consequences of Averus, he saw the tremendous Charein Af Hashem, in the Gilui of Oinshim, that woman, the Soito, drank the water and she swelled up and she died an excruciating death. He saw that, but still in his subconscious there's some connection to the Avera. And that's why Yazat Nayayat, so he's going to make a later in the Zeros. So even at the time of Bitlachet, there's a chashash of somehow having some pleasure, some taste, some attraction towards the Avera. And we learn this also from the din of Mechatos, that you see with Mechatos that it's Metaheh Tamei Metameh Toirim. It's Metaheh, at the same time it's Metameh. Why is it Metameh? Because it's still linking to Chet. It's still linking to something which is bad. So even though it's Metaheh, it's Metaheh Tamei Metameh Toirim, that's Pshat Mechatos. So I thought, you know, we think to ourselves, what's the yesod? Why can't you say Vidur Rosh Hashanah? Because he says that, oh, Chalila, if he's not completely be menatic himself in his subconscious as well, then he'll be drawn into it. That's Shulei Kargat's meaning. I think there's another pshat as well. We've all got an yesod of seeing good or seeing bad. The Tikkun HaOdom comes from seeing good. Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the world. Hayom Haras Olam. Hayom Yamid Mishukot. It's birthday. So it's like, you know, on many devices, you can reset to factory settings. You know, you can set it back to factory settings. Let it go back the way it was originally. Well, I think so. on a phone, on a tablet, or other things, well, it's electronic devices. It's an option of reset. Let's reset it to the factory settings. That's Rosh Hashanah. Let's reset to the factory settings. How was the world made? The world was originally made not like it is today. It wasn't made like it is today. Let's go back, Rosh Hashanah, let's go back. Hayom Aras Olam. Go back to how it was. How things used to be. The way it was. Hayom Aras Olam. So in that original setting, what caused us to lose the Hayom Aras Olam? What caused the world, humanity as a whole to drop from its original state of perfection and purity? And the answer is Chet Eitz Hadas. What came with Chet Eitz Hadas? Chet Eitz Hadas would have a tikkun, except for one thing. When Adam Rishon was asked why you ate from the tree, what did he say? Hoish Hashem asate modi nosli meitzvayichel. It's my wife's fault. It's not my fault. The blame game. It's somebody else's fault. I'm not to blame. Had he said Chotosi, it would all have been okay. If we face the truth, it's all okay. It's not facing the truth which causes the problem. It's looking for a teretz. They say that's right. The Ikar Avido is three words. Avlo Anachnu Chatonu. Why isn't it just Anachnu Chatonu? The answer is but me no buts. Whenever we've done something wrong, I've always got a but. It's not my fault. There was traffic. I couldn't get there on time. It was this. The Baltfila took too long. There's always an Avol. So in vidui, the ikavidui is to say avol nachu chotonu, to chap the avol is the avera. The avera is the terutzim. The avera is good for the fact that I've got terutzim in my avera. So the whole yirida of mankind comes from the hoish Hashem asati modi hinos limeitz ho'eichel, which is two things. First, it's the blame game, and secondly, it's something else. It's a chesor nakor satoiv. When we maket toiv, of course, we understand, you know, you come to Rosh Hashanah, you say, well, what will really give me emes hadin? What will really terrify all of us? You know, we're saying Sochein Lechayim, we think, all the people are not here anymore. You know, everybody's died in the last year. You go to the Beis HaKvaros, you see so many new Kvarim. So if any person's terrified by Rosh Hashanah because of all the people who aren't here, who were here last Rosh Hashanah, they're no longer here this Rosh Hashanah. But did we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the people who are here? For all the chaylim who got better? For all the aniyim who became ashirim? For all the people who found shiduchim? For all the people who are waiting for years to have kids and Baruch Hashem now at last they had children? That part of it, how much of that do we have of looking at the good? So it comes Rosh Hashanah. The davening Rosh Hashanah is so much about looking at the good. What's it all about? It's all Ribbono Shel Olam. We're looking ahead. We're looking to the future. Yes, it's a very, very long time. We've been disappointed for day after day, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, expecting the Gula, expecting Mashiach to come. We say, no, it's going to come now. Everybody. There's also tremendous generosity in the tefillah. We're not just davening for ourselves. We say, that's millions and millions and millions of people. And we know tomorrow, in tomorrow's judgment, who's being judged? Kol Bo Yolam. 8,000 million people, approximately. Give or take a few million. 8,000 million people are going to pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. Everyone the same thing. What's going to happen? Will it go this way? Will it go that way? Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, a phenomenal thing. I feel this ha'ora, which is almost mamash mefurish in the Gemara, nobody talks about it. Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Sanya Rameya Oimer. Rameya said, Shnayim Sha'olu Lemito. Two people both went to bed. Lo Yaleinu, they were very sick, and they went to their bed. V'cholyon Shova, they had the same disease, same illness, exactly the same condition. The doctor said the same thing about them, same prognosis. V'chein Shnayim Sha'olu Legardoim Lidoin, V'dinon Shova. Same judgment. Judges say the same. Ze yorad v'ze lo yorad. Ze nitzel v'ze lo nitzel. One of them survived, one of them didn't survive. The Gemara asks why. Mimneima ze yorad v'ze lo yorad. Ze nitzel v'ze lo nitzel. And the Gemara answers, ze espal v'nen, ze espal v'nen. This one davened and he was answered, this one davened and he was not answered. The Gemara asks why, and the Gemara says, this one davened tefillah shleima, he got answered, this one didn't daven tefillah shleima, he was not answered. It's a pella, half level fella. What does the Gemara mean, mipnei ma? Mipnei ma ze yorad ve ze lo yorad. This one's got muschusin, this one's a moaveiros, this one's given stocker. There could be tons of reasons why. What do you mean to say, mipnei ma ze yorad ve ze lo yorad? It doesn't say, it's just their choyli is the same. It doesn't say they've done the same number of mitzvahs and averus, the same schusim, and it's never the same for two people. So what's the Gemara asking? I think the Gemara is telling us a chiddush otzum. Unbelievable chiddush. The Gemara is telling us that whatever the matzav, however many schusim, mitzvahs and averus, what it's toila on is tefillah, is davening. Davening can get through everything. Tefillah is so powerful that tefillah b'kavona means he's going to be nitzel. But how come? How come he's going to be nitzel? He's because tefillah b'kavona. You see, the same thing with Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was dying. Yishayahu HaNavi comes to him and says, I've got a message from you from Shemayim. You're going to die and you won't get oil on my balls. He says, why? He says, I sack the Pir of Rivius. He says, I had a cheshbon. So the Gemara says there that when Chizkiyahu HaMelech offers, he says to Yishayahu HaNavi, no, okay, we've got an Eitzer. I'll marry your daughter and maybe there will be Zeicha. So Yishayahu HaNavi says to him, it's a decree. It's too late. There's such a thing as too late. It's just too late. So what's Chizkiyahu HaMelech's response? He says, clearly, it's nothing to talk about. But it's Nikzer Gzeira. If Chalila, somebody was not well, and all the doctors and all the specialists say there's no chance, they see the scans, they see the x-rays, they see the tests, there's no possibility of this Chalila ever recovering. So everyone's miyayish. They say, no, but still in his heart he's miyayish. But here it's not the doctors. It's the Rabbeinu Shloim b'chvoid of Atzmoy tells Yishayahu HaNavi, I've got a message for Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Meis out of light tichya. That's it. Nothing to talk about. It's Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom himself says it. So what's he say? Kach makublani. Kach makublani beis avi abo. Afilu cherev chado menachas al tzavar shel odom al yimna atzmin harachmin. Because tefillah can break through everything. So when we go to shul tonight and we daven Roshonim Kippur, we daven Yom Neroim, and we think, I need this skula, I need that skula, I need the other skula. All we need to do is al yimna atzmin harachmin. Say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the golos azal lang golos. There's so much suffering, there's so much hest upon him, there's so much darkness. But al yimna atzmin harachmin, we say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, zachreinu l'chaim. Every single yid in the world can do it. We should all be zoicha, the ksiv chsim toiva, the ben shtio, only besuras toivas, Yeshua Hashem, Kerif Ayin, Shabishnas Mashiach, Shnas Geula. Tovshin Pevav.
It's Roigim yesterday. There's a...
Yeah, no, I don't remember.